Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of your absolute favourite podcast. Am I right? I do hope so. Even though I know there is some stiff competition, there really are some bloody good podcasts out there. Either way, you're here with me in your ear. So do not fear, for I have another bite-sized episode going over some characters from a show that came to fame in 2007 in the UK and still lives on in all of us, or at least the immature ones, that particularly like to put on silly voices. Yes. I'm talking about the show called Phone Jacker. And I did another episode on this recently, which was Bite Size episode 59. In that episode, I attempted to impersonate some of the characters to give you a fun listening challenge, an insight into some British pop culture, along with the references we make around them, and to introduce you to a comedy show that may or may not tickle your fancy. And today, I'm doing more of the same. Although if you have listened to that episode, I'm not introducing you to Phone Jacker, merely reminding you of it. I think I promised in that episode to give you Brian Bodondi, or as he would say, Brian Bodondi. And I will. But first, I'd like to introduce you to a character called Dufres Constantinople. Now their names, I mean, I didn't really remember all of these names. I just remember the voices, really. But this is an audio show and I need to talk about it to give you some listening practice along with the content. So I'm going to talk about it. This character has been described as a busybody. A busybody is a good word, a busybody, who believes other people's business is his own. And this is a good reference point, is known to be the head of the residents association in his area. Yes, I'm the head of the residents association. Yes. So let's see what Dufres Constantinople is up to in this next phone call. If you can say his name, that's a pretty good, not tongue twister, but just a good word to practice your pronunciation with. Dufres Constantinople. Constantinople. Dufres Constantinople. Yes, so let's see how this next phone call of me trying to do my best to imitate his voice goes. Enjoy.
Good afternoon, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello there, yes. I'd like to make a reservation, please.
For when?
For the Tuesday, please.
Okay, and how many people are you looking for?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, table for one, yes.
And are you looking for lunch or dinner?
Well, I don't know. It's my birthday, you see.
So you're looking for lunch or dinner?
Well, I don't know. What do you recommend?
I don't know. If you like to eat at lunch out, then you should book it for lunch. If you like to eat at dinner out, then you should book it for dinner.
Well, I mean, what I was thinking, you know, because it's my birthday, you know, how about lunch?
Okay. Our time?
Actually, let's make it dinner.
Our time?
Yes. Actually, you know what? Let's make it lunch.
Our time?
Four o'clock?
4 o'clock, we are closed. That's afternoon. Lunchtime is 12 to quarter to 3. So maybe 12, 12:15, 12:30.
But I don't have lunch at 12 or 1 or 3. I have lunch at 4.
What about 5:30?
For lunch or for dinner?
Well, if you'd like to eat lunch at 5:30, then it's up to you, but we open at 5:30.
Yes, but if I have dinner at 5:30, I would have just eaten lunch at 4. So that would only give me an hour and a half to digest my lunch meal.
That's pretty good. Then we should book a dinner for 8.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
But I'm in bed by 9.
Lovely. Then let's do it, what about 6:30?
It's only 120 minutes after having had my lunch.
Okay, so Tuesday the 25th, you said, eh?
Yes, yes, it's my birthday, yes.
Can't do at 7. So we can either do at 8:15 or at 6.
No, but I have to be in bed by 9.
I understand, but we are very busy.
Can't you just fit me in for four?
But at four we are closed.
But what happens between 3:15 and 5:30?
We are closed.
But where is everyone? What do you do?
I go to the gym.
You go to the gym?
Yeah. You want to come with me to the gym in the afternoon?
Well, we could do that, yeah. But could I come as a guest?
You can, easily.
And then what would we do? Do a workout?
Yeah. But it's your birthday. I don't really think that you want to work out on your birthday, right?
No, it's not really the kind of birthday workout I had in mind.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of drinking and eating is better.
Yes. At 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock we are closed, sir. You can't book at four.
Maybe I'll see you down at
30.
Oh, no. I'd rather come to the gym with you and watch you pump some weights.
There's not an available option either.
What, for the pumping of weights?
Yeah.
Well, you invited me.
Would you like to book, sir, or...?
Yes, I would, yes. Table for one, next Tuesday, at 4 o'clock, please.
At 4 o'clock we are closed, sir.
Oh, you did say that, yes. Okay, well, I'll meet you down the gym.
Perfect.
Is there a dress code?
You have to come with the shorts, yeah.
I'll come in a leotard.
Perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi. I'm Torrington, and you're listening to the all-new Phone Jacker Podcast. Beautiful.
Hello there. Hello, guys. It's Charlie here from the British English Podcast, giving you a little song to tell you that the doors to the Academy are officially open at last. We're taking on new students until July the 10th. If you hadn't heard, it's the place to be if you want to be speaking more confidently with transcripts, glossaries, flashcards, vocab, videos, audio lessons, pronunciation exercises, and writing assignments too. Oh, by the time you get to class each week, you know, the ones included in your membership, you'll be nailing those natural collocations, slang terms, and idiomatic phrases. A handful of classes are held throughout the week, meaning you'll be spoilt for choice with timings. Recordings are also provided for you studious folk that want to be reminded. Don't forget, we've now got advanced grammar in use lessons for all season-based episodes. Not only that, but we also have a native teacher giving you individual feedback on the writing assignments for the latest episodes too. I speak with the members every single week and love seeing how good they sound. There's a huge world of learning resources here that you might just have found. So check out the Academy, but don't sit around too long as the Academy doors will shut once more at midnight the 10th of July. So roll up. There's a sample lesson made just for you. It's free, of course, so you'll have no remorse. You could learn a bunch whilst having a lunch. I'll end this ditty now, but I'll give you the nitty-gritty on where to go from here. Head over to the BritishEnglishPodcast.com/academy or find the link in the show notes of this episode before the doors close on July the 10th, 2023.
Okay, so that was, that was To Phrase Constantinople. A very hard to please birthday boy, wanting to dine alone at 4 p.m. for lunch, but had to settle with going to the gym with a stranger wearing a leotard. I wonder if you know what a leotard is. Check the flashcards if you have a membership. I will pose in a leotard for you. That's a joke. I won't be doing that. I've been told not to do that anymore for people. Leotard days are in the past. I can't really see this one coming up much in day-to-day conversation unless you're amongst a group of die-hard fans of Phone Jacker. So no need to get your pen and paper out to write down a take-home message for this character. So you may be asking me why I showed you this, but I was reminded recently to continue to focus on the things I'm passionate about. Because there's nothing, absolutely nothing more boring than listening to someone talking about a thing they don't give a crap about. So yes, apparently Phone Jacker is a true passion of mine, meaning I found it funny. So I included it, and there we have it. And actually, Having rekindled my love for PhoneJacker, I'm now doing these voices in my day-to-day life again, purely for my own enjoyment, where my partner is the only one subjected to this because she overhears me talking to myself or to the dogs as do Phrase Constantinople or Brian Botondi, which, I'm sure she finds very annoying. But yes, let's get to Brian Botondi, shall we? So I actually want to let you know that the guy behind all of these voices is a comedian called Kayvan Novak. And as this show, PhoneJacker, was so well received, Channel 4 commissioned another TV show where they turned the prank call show into a similar TV show, but one where Kayvan Novak adorned real disguises and used prosthetic makeup to embody his characters. If you've ever seen Sacha Baron Cohen, the comedian who does Ali G, that's his most famous one, I'd say. He did a show called Who is America? It's, again, quite similar how he puts on these disguises and tries to interact with the public to see how they react to his ridiculousness, essentially. And so this is what Kayvan Novak wanted to do with Channel 4, and they brought these voices to life in a visual and physical way, which meant that he could interact with the public in a number of interesting ways that differ to, you know, the straightforward prank call show called PhoneJacker. So if you like PhoneJacker, then also check out the next thing that he did called FaceJacker. So we've got PhoneJacker and FaceJacker. And Brian Botondi was heavily featured in both PhoneJacker and FaceJacker. So if I were you, and you actually wanted to do everything I suggest, I would enjoy PhoneJacker first to see what your imagination comes up with regarding these characters, like a book, kind of, and then give FaceJacker a go and see if your imagination was in line with how the creator of the show imagined the character. So, yes, Brian Botondi is a flamboyant, pretentious art critic who is characterized by his bizarre and exaggerated speech pattern, in which many of his words begin with the letter B, and also often end in an extended eh sound. So let's get into this call with Brian Botondi, and then I will perhaps tell you a little bit more about this character. Here we go. Do you know what your level of English is? If not, then how can you tell if you're even improving? Considering you are no longer a beginner in this journey, you should be doing everything you can to show to yourself that your hard work is paying off. To do that, you need to know where you're at right now to be able to recognize the progress in the future. So, I have a quick and easy English level test for you to take right now for free to instantly find out what level of English you actually have. Head to thebritishenglishpodcast.com/testme or find the link in the show notes of this episode.
Hello
there. Do you do dance classes?
I do indeed.
Wonderful. Well, I was interested in ballet.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't do ballet.
Don't do ballet?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Ballroom and Latin.
Ballroom? Oh, no, that sounds good. So what's the difference between ballroom and ballet?
Ballet is a completely different type of exercise. I don't do it, I'm sorry.
Where?
I can't help.
Could you teach me how to dance the mango?
No, I don't, I'm afraid.
Not the mango?
No.
What about the boxtrot?
I do all those ballrooms.
Well, you do the boxtrot?
Yes.
But not the bango?
No, I'm afraid I can't help you on that.
But they do it all the time on Strictly Come Bouncing.
Sorry, I can't help you.
What about the ba-ba-ba?
I don't do it.
Not the ba-ba-ba?
I'd love to, but I can't.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bertlety Brew, it's the bold new Burn Jacker podcast. Bray!
Okay. So that was Brian Botondi, who has a speech impediment, again, fictional comedy character, don't get your panties in a twist, where everything he says ends up starting with the letter B. His general accent, not the speech impediment, but his general accent is similar to that of a late art critic called Brian Sewell. I had to Wikipedia that. I didn't know of that before. But I'd say that this one, along with Mr. Duvde, oh, and Terry Tibbs. Yeah, talk to me. We'll get to that one as well. Are the most remembered among those who watched PhoneJacker back in the day. But of course, you can enjoy the original
the OG right now. Or as Mr. Doveday would say, you can go and listen to the UG, the OG. Just type in phone jacker, spelt with an F instead of a PH at the beginning of phone, on YouTube or your preferred podcast player and enjoy. That is all from me today. Thank you for listening to the end of this episode. My name is Barley Baxter, and you've been listening to the British English Podcast. Bye-bye.
Beautiful.